Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Demoniac by Kate Ross, published by Acorn Publishing in 2019. Today's book is all about Victorian New York City, teen detectives, and grimoires. It's New York City in 1888. Harrison Fearing Pell, also known as Harry, is the youngest sister of the famous female detective Myrtle Fearing Pell and has long lived under her sister's shadow. One day, while Myrtle is away on a case, a couple knocks on their door to ask for Myrtle's help. Finally, Harry's chance to prove herself has arrived. Harry invites the couple inside and she doesn't correct them when they assume she's Myrtle. They need help locating a friend, Robert Straker, who's fallen from grace and gone missing after a strange encounter with a medium. The medium was later found murdered horribly, with a curious Latin message written on the wall backwards and her face covered. Taking on the investigation, Harry and her best friend, medical student John, delve deeper into the world of spiritualism, gambling dens, and grimoires through the streets of New York City, from the notorious Five Points District to the fancy balls of high-end society, finding shadows and the occult hiding in every corner. As the horrific murders begin to pile up and the potential list of suspects grows, Harry has to call on all her friends and her own self-education to solve the crime before anyone else is killed and before Myrtle returns from her trip to spoil everything. The Demoniac is a dark and often gritty historical mystery set in the gaslit streets of Victorian New York City. With nods to many of the clichés of the time, Jekyll and Hyde, Sherlock Holmes, in fact Arthur Conan Doyle is Harry's uncle, and Jack the Ripper, The Demoniac still manages to be fresh, fast-paced and great fun. 19-year-old Harry is overshadowed by her famous brilliant older sister Myrtle, who sounds a lot like a female Sherlock Holmes herself. Yet Harry also has the intelligence and bravery to investigate the murders thoroughly without her sister's help. She has her own gang of assistants, including the loyal John, and the former street kid Connor with his army of connections within the slums of New York. She steps outside the expectations of a young lady of the era, often having to dress as a boy, but she proves herself to be capable of protecting herself and saving others. And the historical detail and descriptions are rich and fascinating, including references to the Great Blizzard of 1888, upstate New York spiritualist colonies, and the Society for Psychical Research. The real goal for Harry's investigations, the people she really wants to work for. And the story itself is deftly woven together with multiple storylines, historical details, real and fictional characters, trends of the time and social commentary, while still being fast-paced and enormously entertaining, as well as being rather spooky at times. So if you like gutsy young detectives, gaslit era New York City, black magic, action, and Jekyll and Hyde, I recommend The Demoniac by Kate Ross. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.